even when you want someone out of your life, you are trying to people please.
I know. I know. I'm glad it's not just me. I'm like, is it just me?
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Rebel, a collection of Realms comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name is Rhoda.
And I'm Nicole. And together we produce the show you're about to hear called Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany, who plays our main character, Jane.
When Jane acquires magical abilities via a black market organ transplant, she can command anyone to do her bidding. Listen along as Jane self-destructs spectacularly and hopefully reinvents herself anew.
And be sure to stick around after the show for some behind-the-scenes discussion where we chat about dating and being stood up. We'll be back just after this.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Stop the train!
Bastard, get back here!
I've been in and out of wheelchairs most of my life. I know these early days of walking can't be rushed. I'm already 20 minutes late to my post-op appointment, and the next G train won't come for another 20 minutes. At this point in my life, I have no dignity left to lose, and it'd be safe to say I never get what I want. So yeah, I yell at the train.
I said stop!
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm a New Yorker. I know you can't stop a train.
That's not how the one-way abusive relationship with the city works.
What the?
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me. I'm not one to believe in some type of higher power, but damn, if I wrote this into one of my manuscripts, it would sound fake as hell. To make everything even weirder, the rest of my day is just as convenient. At the bodega, the owner gives me a free coffee. Let me have this, and I'll pay you tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it.
The Uber driver not only opens my door when I tell him to help me.
No problem, miss. I got you.
He also proceeds to carry my groceries up to my fourth floor walk-up.
Oh, sure. Just, you know, just leave me a 5-star review, all right?
The drunk who screams nightly in the alley outside my building actually lowers his voice when I tell him.
Please, for the love of God, shut the hell up!
Sure, okay.
Thank you.
I don't know what any of this means, or if this series of good turns is, in fact, no coincidence at all. It's the universe throwing an unfamiliar sound in my direction. The sound of yes. Yes.
Home presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany, Episode 1.
The bottom of my grungy hip cocktail glass is dangerously visible, and my date is nowhere to be seen. How could he ghost me? Our texts were more than texts. They were a poem written between the hours of 2 and 4 a.m. as Bruce, yes, I know, his name is Bruce, and I discussed meetup logistics while exploring the depths of our souls in subtle, emoji-filled rapport. And now Bruce is late. An hour late. Well past the acceptable threshold to claim train delays, if he even shows up at all. Bruce suggested this place, and it happens to be right downstairs from his apartment. I figured, why not? I predicted that this date was going to be a smashing success and we'd need somewhere to go afterward, but I guess that plan shot, since he couldn't manage to walk downstairs. I could text him again, but that'd be 8 in a row with no response, and I do have some dignity. Do I? Yes, Jane, you do.
Oh, hey, mind if I squeeze in?
Actually, I'm saving that seat for
you. Cool, thanks. Yeah, I'll just be a minute. Have a vodka tonic.
The man is so muscular, he's basically the human equivalent of a Thanksgiving parade balloon flip. Hey!
What?
Oh, he did not just knock over my cane and then pretend he didn't notice. I spent the better part of my last paycheck decking this baby out with discount craft supplies from Michaels, and she friggin' glows. He saw it. Maybe he's sore from his latest CrossFit, and he worries that he'll strain a muscle bending over to perform some basic human decency.
Hey, bartender, this tonic is flat.
Oh, must have been the bottle. I'll make you another.
I understand her reply to mean, I don't want any trouble, and I'd still like my tip.
Mm-hmm, the bottle, right. Add a little bit more booze to it this time? Shit.
Sure thing.
I've laughed that very same fake laugh to mask my rage before. It's what I do to get through the world, or what I used to do. I think back months ago to that sad sack of a girl on the G platform, hopelessly screaming for a train to stop. She didn't know what I know now.
Dude, you're embarrassing yourself, and I don't just mean the tank top.
I can practically feel him tense up because who would dare? I catch his eye, not a requisite for the powers, but it never seems to hurt, as I command him.
Say you appreciate the service and leave her a 100% tip. Oh, and pick up my cane while you're at it.
And as per usual, there's the ringing in my ears. It happens every time I use a command.
Sure. You've been really great. Thank you. And here you go. I think I accidentally knocked this over. I really need to lay off those energy drinks.
$60 tip on a $15 tab. Thank you. How'd you do that?
Oh, I have my ways. And here it is, the now part of my story, where I know my powers work, and I know how to use them.
You know what? This one's on me. Let me know if it's too strong.
It's perfect. Who cares if Bruce checked all the boxes? Smart, but not desperate for you to know it. Works at a nonprofit and volunteers at a homeless shelter. Has excellent taste in movies and music and books, and has that scruffy just rolled out of bed look. Ah, of course, not Bruce. If there's anything more humiliating than being stood up, it's getting a phone call from your mother in the midst of it.
Hello, Janie? Janie? How are you? How's your poop?
Ah, yes, a classic opener. Hi, Mom.
Hey, you know what? I'm thinking of coming into the city this weekend. Maybe we can go shopping.
Well, no, Mother. We cannot go shopping for a number of reasons, not least of which is that I'm broke, since the family I nanny for is away for the summer, and I cannot face the indignity of you purchasing my clothing since I'm a grown-ass adult. There's also the fact that I haven't told you about my newest slightly illegal and black market kidney transplant I got 4 months ago. I know, a majorly invasive surgery is a big thing to keep from your family. But see, my mother feels that my internal organs are hers to deliberate over, like some kind of perverse chessboard. So I have to maintain some distance for my own sanity.
Oh, sorry. I've got plans this weekend.
Well, wait a minute. What plans?
The kind where I'm an adult and don't have to tell my mommy about them.
It's sure as loud there. Oh, are you on a date?
I am, actually. I'm just waiting for him.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Don't wait longer than 15 minutes. Well, 20 if he's a doctor.
Okay, thanks. Mommy's here. I gotta go.
But what about...
You want another one?
Oh, dear God, yes.
Coming right up. Cool cane.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had end-stage kidney disease. Basically, I was born with only one functional kidney, and it gave out before I had mastered the alphabet. It's my elevator pitch, shortened to perfection for disinterested strangers. But I figure I disposed of a douchebag tonight, and free drinks aside, she still owes me. I had 4 transplants, all before college. My body rejected everyone.
That sounds hard.
Yes, but I just got a new one, and I think this will be the one to stick. I'm celebrating, actually.
No shit.
Oh, and it gave me magic powers.
Sure it did.
Uh-huh. I counted on this reaction. That's why I said it. I've been told on more than one occasion that I don't have a filter, and honestly, it just feels good to say what's true. I have magical fucking powers.
How could I have been so stupid, so vain, to assume that some dating app would lead me to anything resembling a sincere relationship? That I wasn't the victim of a clever marketing scheme targeted right at my late 20-something and still single demographic. I feel so known, so exploited.
Yup, you tell him.
Like what kind of asshole leaves someone sitting alone for hours below their own apartment? I mean, just who does he think he is?
They're all the same.
I spent so many years waiting for a text from some dude or poor lady, and screw that shit, you know?
I do.
What's this?
Water.
Oh, okay. Cheers. All through college, and after my friends flirted, hooked up, got blackout, I wanted to be on the inside of that, you know? I wanted to have main character energy, but with my meds and the dialysis, that wasn't an option, so I'd go hide away and write about it instead.
Mm-hmm, but now it's an option.
Yeah. Exactly. And I sure as hell I'm not gonna sit around waiting for this asshole. That was the old me.
Yep, I believe in you.
Yeah!
Lady, are you okay?
I am unstoppable. I have powers. And yes, maybe my empty stomach burns from the Negronis, but nothing I can't handle. In fact, I'm great.
Hey everybody, it's Kaylin at Revel, and I want to tell you about Green Chef. With curated market items to support clean eating, Green Chef is convenient and healthy. They use fresh, organic foods, as well as 100% sustainably sourced seafood and antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. And they have vegan and keto and lots of other options for you too. Green Chef can help you save time in the kitchen with dinners that take 30 minutes and lunches that take 10. I love Green Chef because it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy, so I can focus on other things that I really care about, like going to the park with my dog or playing music. So if you want to free up more time to do things that you love, go to greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This is the last thing I need to see. Couples. Droves of East Village. Nauseating couples. The vintage-clad septum peers too busy making art to wash their hair. NYU grad student variety. That last Negroni has gone straight to my head, and I think I might vomit on the nearest pair of Doc Martens.
Lady, are you okay?
Let's just keep going.
Do not lady me. I am fine. I'm better than okay. I'm fantastic.
Okay, just chill.
I do not need to hold hands on 6th Street. I do not need true love. I do not need romance. I'm an independent woman in the 21st century, and I can do magic.
Oh my God. Oh. Gross. Ew.
Oh, Jesus. Are you two, like, surgically attached? How are you still holding hands? Maybe I can save this poor woman from her future misery. I am a good person, after all. I know you think you have it all figured out. But what's gonna happen is he's gonna mansplain to you one too many times, and you're never gonna know what you feel like having for dinner. You'll both realize you actually hate each other. Well, I could have been you, mindlessly clutching onto someone I thought I could stand to spend the rest of my life with if my date hadn't decided not to even make a goddamn appearance.
What the hell?
Hey, stop yelling at her, crazy bitch.
Stop reaffirming the patriarchy, you poser. Ah, crap. I didn't mean to command him, but it's too late. It's a peculiar command, and he doesn't quite know what to do with it.
Do you want to hold my hand? You don't have to.
No, obviously I do.
Wait, is that a no or a yes? Am I holding you too tight?
Babe, are you okay?
Oh, gross. You're a babe couple.
I can wash the dishes. Do you want me to wash the dishes? I love washing dishes.
What dishes? We don't even live together. What are you... Hello?
Whoops. Didn't mean to do that. And then I remember where I am. Right below Bruce's apartment. Well, this won't be as convenient for him after all. Oh, sea camp, John, Drury, and aha! Martin, 3F.
found, you fucker. I will, at the very least, give this cowardly bastard an earful before I retire to my abode.
Oh, why is it so many stairs?
You're not Bruce. No, this very tall, very attractive man is most certainly not the scraggly, nerd-presenting hipster I've been expecting. I hope you can't smell the vomit on my breath.
No, I'm Jeremy, Bruce's roomie.
Is he here?
Nope, I think he said he has a date.
I need water stat.
Yeah, of course. We have, like, a sink.
A sink would be incredible.
So do you, live around here?
The male species will never cease to amaze me. Is Jeremy McDimples picking me up? Me, the stranger, drunk, who just barged into his apartment? I do not, but I nanny nearby.
Nanny, nice. Kids are cool.
Yeah, kids are cool. You slab of monosyllabic blondness. Would you like to make some with me? Yeah, they're all right.
I'm a DJ.
Oh, that's cool. What kind of music do you spin?
I'm really into mixing EDM with R&B, but like...
I'm just waiting for our tongues to find each other, like opposite ends of batteries, so we can roll around on the bachelor pad jumble of couch cushions like two farm animals with fleas. To be honest, he's so high that I'm more interested in taking a spin on his face. Maybe we should just start making out before he starts talking about his creative process.
Gig coming up, so... Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That's more like it.
My head. Can you get your foot off my shoulder?
Hello? Jeremy, sorry to wake you, man, but I,
Oh, God. It's Bruce. That Bruce.
Bruce, man, what happened? You look like shit.
I got hit by a car. I got hit by a car, and, my bike is wrecked, and my phone is smashed.
Oh my God, are you okay?
No, it was a hit and run. These three guys stayed with me till the cops came. I had to file a report and they told me to go to the hospital in case I was in shock and didn't know if I was, in case I didn't know if I was hurt. Are you Jane? And did you sleep with my roommate?
You guys know each other?
Ooh, woof, this is bad. Even for me.
Your shoe is next to the PlayStation.
Thanks. It didn't cross my mind there might have been a reasonable explanation. I didn't even wait until morning before throwing myself into bed with the closest sentient being I could find. Bruce would be right to hate me, to never want to see me again. I look at his rumpled clothes, his scraped cheeks and melancholy eyes. I can't let that happen. I think back to our amazing text thread, he could be the one.
Ignore all this. It doesn't bother you.
Ask me to meet you this weekend?
But you just... Bruce, are you dating her? What the hell?
Both of you, put this out of your minds. Bruce, ask me out.
Do you want to grab pizza Friday?
Hey, you Jane?
Yes, hi.
Brooklyn, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Transplant.com. Yes, the name is that obvious and dumb. And yes, I've been to this site more times than I can count. It's on the dark web. Isn't that something that only exists in bad hacker movies? I remember asking the nurse who first told me about it. But nope. Turns out the dark web is as real as Google. It's just not traceable.
It's like Disneyland for black market organs, which was exactly what I needed. Magic organs available. Contact us for more information. But this is not what I want. What I want are answers. How the hell does this magic work? Are there rules? Where does it come from? Who else has had this bizarre experience? I've avoided the chat feature until now, but desperate times. Where do my powers come from? No response. Figures. Hey, can you take the BQE?
Yeah, but Flatbush the Fourth will be faster.
20 Brooklyn blocks are gonna be faster than an empty highway at 3 a.m.?
Listen, lady, are you trying to tell me how to do my job?
Why is it that every driver thinks I don't know how to get to my own goddamn house? Take the BQE like I asked. Please. This guy asked for it. Like I'm gonna let him rip me off blind on every stoplight?
Yeah, of course.
If you're feeling overwhelmed by your powers, we can help you at tomorrow's Power Hour.
Okay, what the actual hell? Who is this?
We can help you, but we need to talk in person. Tuesday, 7 p.m.
They've sent an address somewhere in Williamsburg. Ugh. Old me would have panic-deleted the thread, but new me demands answers. I am in charge now, god damn it. Who the hell is this?
Sorry, it's not safe to reveal our identities on here. We don't know who could be watching.
Holy shit, it's not a bot. There's a person responding to me. A person who knows what I can do.
You're listening to Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany. Power Trip is a Realm original production. Listen away.
And we're back. Episode one, incredible. Thank you for listening. I'm Rhoda, and I'm here with Nicole.
Hello.
Hi. We're going to switch it up a little bit, and we are going to introduce each other. Nicole and I both produced this show. We started publishing together, editing YA books. She is all about wholesome fandom. And I mean, Harry Potter, Taylor Swift, Twilight, which is maybe wholesome, maybe not. I don't know. Marvel Universe. I think that you're maybe the perfect person to hang out with all the time because your approach has always been something like, you like it and I like it too, so let's obsess over it together. And it's such a joy. And my last thing by way of introduction is that Nicole, I think, is the clumsiest person I know. Sorry to give that away, but I'd always said for years that she reminds me of a romantic heroine because that's what they do, is that they're these really intelligent, capable, beautiful people, and then like to give them a flaw, producers don't know what to do, or writers, so then they just make them trip over things. But that's actually a true thing.
Oh, that's so nice.
So what else should the audience know about you that I didn't cover besides all of that?
I think that's about it. There's my life. And perfectly captured in a 1 minute. That's gorgeous. So I can introduce you now.
Let's do it.
So this is Rhoda Baeza, who is wearing the cutest Mickey Mouse sweater right now that is like high fashion yet approachable. Rhoda and I met, like she said, when we were editing young adult books, largely fantasy. Rhoda is also a writer herself. She wrote a fantasy duology called Empress of a Thousand Skies, which is like the perfect book for any Star Wars fan, while also being an entirely new galaxy and world building system that I hadn't seen before, and like a badass Arya Stark like heroine. That I absolutely loved. This was Rhoda's pitch. The entirety of Power Trip, which kind of shows you like the magical strangeness that brews behind those eyes. Like, it's like really fun and kind of absurd, but also deep and emotionally resonant, which is you. So there we are.
Thank you, Nicole. All right. So yeah, let's just get into episode one, which is so many things happened. I am in love with Jane and then sometimes just want to push her off a cliff. And but I really feel for her and I really feel for the setup in terms of, you know, how the episode starts and how she gets stood up. Well, okay, as we now know, she did not get stood up in the sense that somebody just ghosted her, right? The guy got hit by a car on riding his bike. But for a long time, she thought that she was just ghosted. I don't know. Just dating in the city is, it's a tough life, you know? And I can imagine.
It's so hard. Yeah. And in defense of Jane, I totally would have thought the same. I would have been like, this guy just doesn't respect my time. Yeah. Like, he's leaving me here alone. Like, I would have also jumped to the same conclusion. And then, like, it would be, like, my mom's role, like, thinking of, like, that phone call to be like, oh, no, honey, I wonder if something happened. And I'm like, nothing happened. You know, like, it's, like,
he's
so
a monster.
Many things go wrong when you're dating. And
have you ever been stood up? Has this ever happened to you?
Once when I first moved to the city, I was but a wee, like, 22-year-old. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this dating app. It was, like, the advent of dating apps. It was called Grouper. You've never heard of it?
I have not. Yeah. I'm searching. Okay. But why is it called Grouper? Is it like the fish? Like the...
Well, yeah. So every time I Googled it, I like still remember exactly what the fish, like a grouper looks like. But it was actually, the idea was it's like first dates with a group of friends. So there's three, like... If you're, you know,
amazing.
If you're interested in, like, a woman interested in men, you go with, like, your three girlfriends, and then a guy comes with, like, his four guy friends, and you're all single, and it's, like, a group date to sort of, like, take the pressures off of things. It was, like, the best way to be stood up, because the three of us went out in the East Village, where else? Just like Jane. And we're, like, sitting there. And I remember that I was wearing foundation that was, like, way too pale for my actual skin because we had photos from that night. And it, like, it's, like, very Queen Elizabeth. But they never showed. Or they, like, and then we just ended up having a great ladies' night because you weren't alone. And, like, you can't sink into, like, the wallowing self-pity that Jane slips into.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's hysterical, kind of, because you're in your head, you think... Okay, well, the three of us are really smart and really hot, and now we get to hang out together, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it becomes much more of a, like, screw him. We're going to have the best night, like, ever.
Did you ever find out what happened? Was there any follow-up? Or it's just a mutual ghosting and everyone is happy to ignore each other?
Yeah, everyone was happy to ignore each other. I mean, I think standing someone up is, like, a form of ghosting. And then there's the text ghosting, which is, like, almost worse because, like, you've met and you've, like, potentially had a connection and then suddenly you're, like, they're just gone and then you're left with all of the things that could have caused them to be gone when it's really, like, something ineffable that no one can control. I'm also, like, very anti-ghosting. I think you send a text like, this isn't working, and you let it go. Because I ghosted once and I got called out for it and I felt so bad that I was like, I shall never ghost again.
Wait, how did the call out happen? Like, what was the conversation like?
He just messaged me and was like, it's super not nice not to, like, respond to somebody after you've, like, been on a few dates with them. And I remember being like, oh, to be totally honest, like, I asked my guy friends, which is true, how I should handle this. And they were just like, just let it be. Just stop engaging. And I was like, never taking their advice again, because that's not how I would want to be treated.
Right, right. No, it's super interesting how sometimes we delegate our intuition to other people when really it's like you would have handled it in the way that this person appreciated. But, you know, even when you're not interested in somebody, you are still interested in pleasing them and engaging on what you believe their terms are. And it's weird. I mean, you're not weird. I get
weird.
It. Like we all do it, right? Even when you want someone out of your life, you're trying to people please.
I know. I'm glad it's not just me. I'm like, is it just me?
Yeah, because people have different camps as to, you know, once you start dating, like when you're in the dating game for a really long time, then there is like a fatigue that sets in and people are in different camps as to whether or not you are supposed to officially, you know, close it out, right?
Everyone has their own, like bumpers. Like everyone has their own bumpers about like what they think they owe each other. at certain mm-hmm. stages. And the no one is really on the same page, which it's part of what can make it so difficult is that, like, some people have this expectation and some have one that falls short of that. But for them, that's enough. And then it's just, like, misfiring all over the place.
Yeah. And what I think is interesting about the scene with Jane is that she, you know, admittedly is not an experienced dater. Right. Mm-hmm. She's actually recovering from this chronic illness and an operation. And there is a lot of discussion here and throughout about her sitting on the sidelines of life. Right. And really, she's so smart and so funny. And then in some ways, emotionally, she's 14. Right. In terms of yeah. how much experience she has in this area. And so I really feel for her when this happens. And what do you make of her sleeping with Jeremy? I want to hear, like, your thoughts on this move.
Oh, man, it's tough. It's tough. Because I really feel for her, too. And I always describe the show as, like, a coming of age in adulthood, because that's kind of what, like, 20s are. But she's in her late 20s, but she still feels like an early 20s in my mind, like the way that she's engaging with the world, right? And like she's doing that thing where you like build a narrative before you've even met somebody, right? Like you can sort of broadcast your hopes on these like words on your text and over text, and you can like build an ideal out of that. So I just felt like that was like, I'm just like, I don't know. It's so reactive. It's so reactive to me that I'm just like, if you took a second, just a second, then maybe you would make a different choice. But also it's just like, it's more the aftermath, the like compelling Bruce to forget about it, that I'm like, oh, Jane, what are you doing?
This went from like awkward and pretty terrible, but maybe excusable to, you know, verging on reprehensible. But, you know, my favorite thing about her and following the story is that every time she makes a terrible choice, you kind of get it. It really resonates.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that being said, it was a real pleasure to sit with you and talk about episode one. Thank you for coming.
Yes, I know. What a joy. I love this story so much. It's great to revisit it.
Okay. And thank you to our listeners for hanging out with us on Revel. We will see you next time.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi. Featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Nicole Otto. You're listening to Revel, Power Trip, created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Power Trip is a Realm original production, written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner. Produced by Nicole Otto, Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Tatiana Maslany, Molly Barton, Julian Yap, and Marcy Wiseman. Directed by Kaylin West. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Lisa Loeb, Brendan Hines, Tanisha Gary, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, Keeler Lee, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Sound design by Tom Maggs and Rory O'Shea. Mixing and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original score and composition by Hashem Asadolahi and Daniel Wanakot. With digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like this on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.